The show has been orchestrated, I've been caffeinated, and thanks to these ladies, freshly masturbated. Let's do this. The show is orchestrated, I am caffeinated, and freshly masturbated. Let's do this.
New Year's Eve is over. We survived the party, guys.
Yes, we did.
We are here.
Yeah. I was so drunk.
Yeah. Yeah, we, you were like, don't drunk.
Yeah.
She was at the Halloween party.
I drank a lot.
Really?
A lot.
You got to hear this. So real quick to the Halloween party, tell us what happened at the Halloween party. Dom is with us today.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Oh, I haven't met
newly
Dom.
Updated. What?
I haven't met Dom.
You haven't met Dom? Okay.
I'm Daddy Dom. Matt, by the way.
This is Daddy
this
Matt.
This is Daddy Matt. Daddy Matt, this is Dom. She's done a couple shows for us. I'm sure you've listened to the Izzy and Dom ones. Okay.
And I met Izzy on Sunday last week.
Well, this is Dom. So
wait,
so
I missed the party that Izzy was here for?
Yeah,
she came really late.
She comes
late.
Over all the time.
I didn't see her. She wasn't here.
No, she came really late.
Yeah, I went to bed after. Like, Daddy Matt stayed up and partied with everybody that was still up.
The
I
kids.
Was in bed.
The kids, of course.
Yeah, absolutely.
What time did you go home?
I didn't go home.
Oh.
He spent the night.
I slept in the camper.
Which, why wouldn't he sleep in the heated room?
I was fine.
That's what I don't get. He slept in a cold camper.
Well, he was probably shit-faced. He drank a lot.
Yeah.
I did drink a lot. I wasn't shit-faced.
Oh, well.
And I didn't
so
puke either.
He probably wasn't cold. He was probably warm.
Yeah, maybe.
That game had us all drinking.
That was a fun game.
I got titties in my face and didn't get to see them.
Yeah.
The rule was he had to keep his eyes closed until it was his turn again. So then I look over at Trixie. I'm like, Trix, pull your tits out.
Come so I just went like this, and so I she put did, him right just, in his face.
His face just goes red, and he's a big smile on his
and
face.
And he kept his eyes closed. I was like, well, fuck. I should have put a nipple in his mouth. Would you have opened your eyes then, Matt? No?
He'd kept them shut.
It was like I'm fucking not drinking another drink.
It was a good time. That game was a lot of fun.
It was. So what about the Halloween party?
Oh, this is so funny. So back it up. Go ahead, Dom.
Okay, so when I left the Halloween party, Ryan's wife
gluck
has a cup in her hand, and she's like handing it to me, and she's like, Dom, please take this cup with you. I can't drink anymore. I'm so drunk. Will you please just take this cup with you? And I'm like, okay. And she goes, but you better bring it back, because if you don't bring it back, I'm going to hunt you down. I forgot the cup at home today.
Oh, my God. Did you finish what was in the cup?
No, because she was drinking something else, and I just drank my Beast.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't know what was in that cup to this
I don't
day.
Know. I have no idea. I literally dumped it out, because I told her, I was like, I'm not drinking
I think
that.
It was like vodka mixed with like that pink lemonade thing or
it
whatever.
It could have been. She was,
well,
she
there was
very drunk.
There was two of the mixed cocktails here,
yeah.
What Daddy Matt brought and what Katie brought.
I
we
still
had
have some of that left.
We had so much alcohol here.
Yeah. Yeah. He would like Daddy Matt walks in with a case of
a crate
of liquor. Yes. Did you take your shine home? I bought you.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Did you try it yet?
No, I did not.
Okay.
I think he probably had enough last weekend.
Saving it for a special occasion. Yeah, I haven't had anything to drink.
I don't really drink that often. I only drink socially.
But carries around 55 gallon drums of liquor with him when he goes to parties.
How does that work? How do you just socially drink?
Oh, that's all I drink.
Yeah.
I can't drink at home by myself or. My husband will say, let's have a beer tonight. And I'll drink half a beer. And I'm like, I'm just not feeling it when I'm at home. I need to be in a group of my friends. And
yeah. If I'm like in a hot tub or in a pool and people are around or whatever, and it's like, yeah, I want a drink. You know, I'll
especially when it's
drink.
Warm out.
Right. Oh, God, yeah.
But when it's chilly like this, I don't know. I even have a bottle of wine at home. And I was like, I'm opening this bitch last night. I had my mind on it. And I went to the fridge and got a Diet Pepsi instead.
I was That's what my daughter's been on. She's been drinking wine all the time.
Yeah, she finished off my one wine I brought.
Yeah. Did you bring like a sangria or something?
It was a hanky panky from, is what it's called. It was from Sam's Club.
Okay.
Oh, was it good?
Yeah, it was pretty good. And she liked it. She said she never had it before. She wanted to try it. She heard about it.
They're taking selfies over here, guys.
Well, we got to. We have to like, you know,
yeah.
It's special.
That's
it's
true.
Special to have four of us
this
here.
This is the first time we've had four people on
for
the
whole show.
For the whole show.
Yes, it's exciting.
It is, yeah. I just threw it out on Facebook, and then I just messaged her privately. She's like, oh, yeah, what time are you guys doing it? So I was like, I don't know. I
well, there for a minute. You were working constantly. We didn't even see you.
No.
Well, I'm not working that much anymore.
Is that good or bad?
I got fired from the bar because my new boss doesn't like me.
You told me you were quitting.
Well, I did. I put in my notice to resign as the full-time cook, but I was still going to bartend.
Yeah.
I found out yesterday she completely took me out.
Oh.
Didn't even tell me that she was letting me go.
Wow.
Nice.
A lot of businesses are like that nowadays. They don't let you work out 2 weeks. They don't.
Well, no, because they're like, in that 2 weeks, what are you going to fuck up?
Right. Right. Nothing. Not my fault.
I loved cooking, so right. I would have continued. Just
so why did you put your notice in?
Oh, because they don't pay me enough. I'm a nurse. I should make more money than what I was making there.
You know who else loves cooking? Daddy Matt.
Sure do.
He is a chef. He is a confectionist.
Yes.
He likes to make, he makes chocolate covered.
Penis.
Boobs, penises. He makes chocolate vaginas.
Buttholes.
Yes, chocolate buttholes.
Yep.
He does.
I don't make chocolate buttholes. I don't have a mold for that yet.
Okay.
Well, he can make chocolate buttholes. Yes,
and he is, man, can he cook? That's for sure.
Yes, he can.
Yeah.
Master of, what is it? Jack of all trades.
Master of none.
Yeah, that's what right. This motherfucker is.
I'm a master of bait. That's
what I am. Master bait.
Me I'm too, a buddy.
I'm a master of dishes. That's about the only thing I'm good at these days.
Masters of the universe. Arr. Oh, boy. So, we probably have some more stories today.
Okay, so.
I think Daddy Matt has some. What's Trixie got?
I always have some.
Let's not tell them yet. What do you got?
Okay, so
because we're going into depth, we're deep diving.
I was just kind of curious on my own about like how many people and like do people die during sex? I mean, you know the normal. There is the majority of people die from an MI or a heart attack during sex. The majority, if you're dying during sex, it's mostly a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
They say physical strain, activity. And during unusual extenuating circumstances, so like a longer period like of sex. And mm-hmm. But then I found some crazy ones. Like one man recently met a sticky end after being crushed by a mountain of pornographic magazines. The Japanese man was a 50-year-old guy named Joji, and he was found 6 months after his 13,000-pound stash of porn magazines fell on him.
Jesus Christ.
So, maybe don't have that many.
I mean, has he heard of a computer?
Probably not.
I mean, he's in Japan.
I'd rather have a laptop follow me than like 13,000 pounds of
Japan's
porn.
Japan's more electronically advanced than we are.
Well, the cleaners were tidying up his neglected apartment and found the entire apartment was crammed with explicit magazines.
Oh, man.
It's unknown whether the man, a former car manufacturer, had died from a heart attack and then fell into the stack of porn, or whether they crushed him to death.
Huh. I can just picture the crime scene investigators there walking through going, what's going on here? What are they testing for?
But then why did it take 6 months for somebody to find him?
Probably because no one ever goes in there to check on him and stuff. And eventually there's a smell.
I mean, he's 50. The motherfucker's probably still working. So they just assumed he quit.
It's a possibility. Yeah.
I guess. No call, no show.
I guess.
I suppose.
Well, in 2007, a couple from Columbia, South Carolina, fell to their deaths after plunging naked from the roof of an office building. The bodies of Brent Taylor and Chelsea Thumbleston, both 21, were found by a taxi driver in the middle of an otherwise empty street at 5 a.m. The couple's clothes were later found on the roof in a nearby building where they believed they were having risky outdoor romp before falling from the roof.
Love those risky outdoor romps.
But stay away from the edge, man.
Yeah. No. Oh, God. Speaking of the edge, I watched a movie yesterday.
Your face.
I was like, speaking of the edge, are we jumping?
Yeah, just real quick. And then we're jumping right back.
No, we're just going to edge the whole day.
Okay.
She probably doesn't know what that is.
No, I have no idea.
There's a movie called The Fall, which obviously the name makes it sound like there's somebody falling, right?
Makes you think of A Million Little Things.
Oh, yeah. Well, these two girls are out in the desert, and they climb this old, abandoned, rusty cell tower. It's 2,000 feet high, and they climb this thing all the way to the top. And I'm not going to tell you what happens, but they both make it back down one way or another. And the name of the movie should describe what happens, but it is really good. And it's like when you get, when I get stressed, like my balls tighten.
Oh my God.
I can't explain it, but like when I'm like nervous, like somebody's going to fall, like instead of like, oh my God, heights, it's like my balls go.
your turtle like, oh, goes into, oh, I'm
God,
sure.
Oh God. Oh God. Yeah. It was one of those. I was ball clenching the home show.
That's fucking great.
So 13,000 pounds of porn.
Yes. Okay. So this one is a Russian man died in 2009 after completing a 12-hour orgy with female pals who had bet him $4,000 that he couldn't keep going for half a day. Minutes after completing the bet, mechanic, whatever the fuck his name is, died of a heart attack, which had been caused by a huge quantity of Viagra he guzzled to prepare for this task. So Viagra can kill.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, you're not supposed to take it like that. And if you have heart conditions, like, and stuff.
If you say harder for longer than 4 hours, consult a doctor. Yeah,
right. A doctor. Yeah. Like, can't you, like, have your dick fall off? Not, like, literally fall off, but, like...
You can break it, as we found out.
Oh, my God. My husband was thrusting the other night, and he hit my taint.
Oh.
And it,
that,
like...
That taint good.
But I felt it, like, pop, and I'm like, oh... And it hurt me. And he was like, I'm sorry. I'm like, are you okay? He's like, I'm fine. He kept going. I'm like, oh, but that fucking hurt. Like, he was just like banging. And like, I'm like, oh.
But when you break the penis, it's more or less you're just rupturing a blood vessel.
That's disgusting. Does it fill up with blood like a bruise?
I'm not sure. I never looked into that. I just know that's what happens. There's no actual bone in there.
You should look into this.
Why would I look into that?
I mean, because you might break your penis later on. I don't know.
Yeah.
Gotta find a woman willing to put up with me first.
Well,
she's out there.
She is. I mean, you're a master of jack of all trades. I can't fucking say that. Okay, so in 2013, a Zimbabwe news website reported that a couple was attacked by a lion after having sex in nature.
Oh my God.
The big cat killed these two after the couple. Interrupting the couple, although her unidentified lover managed to run away before he could be killed. After notifying the police, the male lover, who escaped wearing only a condom, found the woman's mauled body at the scene of the attack.
Really?
That's disgusting.
So what I'm hearing is that pussy kills.
Pussy kills.
Literally.
I mean, okay.
That was a big hairy pussy, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, had teeth.
Donna... 51 smothered her lover to death inside a mobile home. The intoxicated woman from Washington claimed she didn't know the man died, although a witness claimed to have seen her crush his face with her chest.
Those are some big tits.
They have to be big boobs.
Oh, my God.
My titties would not crush nobody's face. And I love you, honey, but yours wouldn't either.
Definitely not.
So my nipple could probably suffocate somebody, but...
I mean, it went down their throat or something like that.
Have you seen girls crush cans with their boobs?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No.
They pick them up and they'll slap them down on the can.
I could crush them with my butt.
Yes, you could.
Yes.
I could crush a 12-pack.
If I finish this pop, you're going to have to try to crush it.
You got it. You got it. So, a trainee doctor with a fucked up name died of a heart attack in 2011 after overexerting himself while producing a sample at a sperm bank. The 23-year-old was pronounced dead at the scene of China's something university, where he had spent 2 hours inside the booth, having already visited 4 times that week.
Wow.
So donate your sperm. I can't fucking talk today.
Wait, so just be careful when you masturbate. That's what I took from that.
I mean, but so that's 5 times. Right. So 5 times?
I did it 3 times this morning.
Oh, my Lord.
I was going to say, so he did it 5 times in a week and then died. So he's clearly not the man out there for me.
And he's young. He was only 23 and he was a doctor. Come on now.
Man.
All right. I
bet you he got a lot of pussy, though.
I mean, you're a doctor.
23-year-old doctor.
So why is he donating a sperm? I mean, maybe he just wanted to populate the country.
If you can donate your sperm. You can live on forever. You're creating a...
But really, seriously, would you want to donate your sperm and have, like, kids all over the country that you don't know?
Listen, if I do not have to support them, and I can know that I have other kids out there, do I get to see them once in a while?
No.
No.
Oh, just all randoms?
Yeah. You go into a sperm.
I'm pretty awesome. So, yeah, I want to populate the earth with my children. Yes.
Well, that's like me. Like, women can, like, sell their eggs. I would never. I would never. Because somebody would be having my baby.
Right.
No. No, no.
I didn't look like you.
I know. And I
walking down the street being like, this bitch looks like me.
As a mom, though, I could not imagine. Okay, so a cop died in 2009 when his heart gave out during a threesome. And his wife sued his doctor for not warning him not to have sex. William Martinez, a 31-year-old Atlanta officer, died while having sex with another woman and a male friend. His wife won $3 million after suing the doctor for not warning him that he had a weak heart and should avoid strenuous activities.
I mean, they do say consult your physician.
Okay, wait. Can I ask a question pertaining to the story?
Yeah.
Has anyone at the table had male-male, female sex?
Male-male, female? Like two men and a woman?
Do you mean same I have gender to have sex with a guy and then a girl? Or no, I'm like, just in the room?
Like, she wants probably no same gender sex. Have you had same gender sex?
No. Like you're fucking somebody, and then there's another dude fucking her, too.
So this was just a little less an orgy.
Yes, I've done that.
Yes.
I double penetrated Trixie with her husband
in
the same bed.
I mean, we were there. I was there with him.
Did you guys high five?
Yeah, we did, actually. We kind of eyeballed her a little bit.
Oh, well, I was busy. I didn't see the high five, but yes.
She was on her back. Well, you were on your back, right?
Fucking remember.
No, you were doggy, and then your husband was underneath of you on his back, and then I was behind you.
Do you know
I think I got anal that night.
There was so many of those times that I don't remember everything, but I know that we had a lot of fun.
Do you know I remember every detail of every encounter we ever had?
He probably has it stored
my
up
head,
in his.
I do. I have a little department up here that like categorizes and alphabetizes every little encounter.
Nice.
So,
So if you died during sex, do you think you'd be a happy man?
Fuck yeah, I would be. Yeah, that's how I want to go.
Really? Absolutely.
Yes, yes.
If I got an orgasm first and then died.
Yeah, I have to strenuously come first. Like, after I come, then I just lay back and I relax and then I'm gone. Yeah, I'm good with that.
Suffocation ever, a girl sitting on your face? Absolutely.
Yeah, that would not be a terrible way to do it.
Right. That is a fucking hot picture.
Go ahead and pass it around. This is the Eiffel Tower.
Okay, I've seen the Eiffel Tower.
I want to know, I know who one of the gentlemen is. Who is the other? I guess we'll talk later.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
That's pretty fucking hot.
Oh, that was my birthday present.
This bitch is a freak.
Yeah, we got to know more. We got to know more.
So
tell us some more.
Tell us about that birthday present.
Oh, that's all I wanted. I just wanted just that whole experience. It was fun.
Two men and you? Mm-hmm. No woman?
No, she was just there to take pictures.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Was she with the other man? Mm-mm. Oh, she was just a photographer, basically. Mm-hmm.
You know, you never think of that. You see a picture like that and you picture three people in the act, but you don't think about the person taking the pictures.
Well, you could set up your phone to record.
Yeah,
you could.
And screenshot the recording.
Sure, you could do that. Yeah.
I don't know that I'd want somebody just taking pictures of me fucking.
I don't want to see myself on film.
No, my husband and I.
I don't have a film body. That's why I do a podcast.
Back in the day when you actually had to put a camcorder up and we didn't have cell phones like that, they're this nice.
Yeah.
We did do that. And I quickly deleted it. I'm like, oh, no. Mm-mm.
I've got a video of you too. I still have it in my phone, I believe.
I've got lots of stuff in my phone. Mm-hmm. My daughter hijacked my phone yesterday while I went to the bathroom at a restaurant. And I'm like, put that fucking thing down. She's like, Dad, look how many messages on Snapchat she hasn't opened. He's like, don't open them.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, please don't, because you will probably see a penis
guaranteed.
Or a pussy. And
guaranteed.
She's seen them before, but I don't want her to see the ones that were meant for me.
Right. Yeah. Wow.
Awkward. And the one photo in the one album in my phone is strictly my OF pictures. And the first one is the cum all over my face.
That's your profile picture.
So when she opens my phone, that's the first thing she sees. I'm like, fuck.
I got to pull this up because I got to show Tom this profile picture. Oh my
God. Yes.
Here, everyone, you can see it. Just take a look around. Yeah, that's a great one.
Oh, you should tell us that.
Oh, there's a story? Let's see. Daddy Matt has a picture. What do we got?
It's not a picture. I've known about this story for a while. I've heard on the radio. Please. Japanese man, 22, cuts his own genitals off and serves them to paying customers.
That's just twisted.
Wow. He cooks it, too.
He cooks it.
Yep. So you have to make a lot of money to cook your own dick.
So people come and they're like, what do you have? Can I start you off with an appetizer?
Fried penis.
So yes, could I have the penis bites, please?
The deep-fried pecker?
Could I have the mustard sauce as well?
I want the hot mustard.
Pairs well with a nice white.
Would you like some sake on the side?
Apparently it costs $250 a person to eat.
Only $250? Why would you pay to
eat dick? I don't...
Well, come on. Dom might pay to eat some dick.
No.
Just to come.
I would. You're the one that wants to bottle it and use it as a lotion.
I do, because it really is soft.
Yeah.
You have to admit, like, if you lay in the wet spot, like, your butt is soft the next morning.
I don't lay in the wet spot.
Oh, well.
I make them lay in the wet spot.
Well, that's, we have a king size, so we fuck in the middle. But there's still times that it happens, and I don't mind laying in it, really, because my skin is so incredibly soft the next day. I'm like, ooh, rub my ass. Feel that. It's so soft.
I'm waiting for her to put her face in it and just rub it around.
I mean,
lotion on my face.
It is the winter. I do have dry, chapped skin, so. Bottle that shit. I'm going to moisturize.
This birthday cake I made before?
What?
I show you this birthday cake I made.
No, before. But I like that. It's the penis cake.
Oh, yes. That is cute.
And it's even got pubes. Was that Oreos?
What?
Nice.
Was the pubes Oreos?
No, they were actually just chocolate sprinkles.
Oh, they're very cute. Pubies.
That's a cute penis cake.
That is it's a very large penis cake.
Daddy Matt, have you ever masturbated onto your own stomach?
All the time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so when you come, I just have to know, because I've asked Ryan this question. When you come, does it like shoot or does it kind of ooze out?
Well, I think the older you get, the oozier it gets.
The oozier?
I have shot plenty of times.
I still shoot.
My husband can shoot, but it usually just oozes.
Yeah.
But I like a good cum squirt, like.
Right.
I think it depends on how long you go without coming.
Oh, that very well could be.
You got to
build up pressure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you like your balls rubbed?
Again, it's been over 2 years, so I don't know.
Did you previously like your balls rubbed?
I don't remember.
No. I like
you
balls.
Poor thing.
The appropriate response here would be, I don't know, Trixie. Let me.
Come here, Matt.
Can you reach under the table?
Let me rub the balls. You tell me if you like it. How's that feel? Feel good? He's embarrassed.
Yes, his face gets red.
He is so embarrassed. Do I need like to put the nipple in your mouth?
Yes, you do. I totally need to, yes.
Well, I got another picture from the Florida girl.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
What is the...
First time I got her face this time.
Really? The first time? Is that her, though?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Sorry about that,
guys. It's black.
Yeah.
That's
what I'm wondering. Is it her?
Why is her nipples covered up?
They're not covered up in the original picture. This is my lock screen now.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
In case a six-year-old picks up your phone thinking it's theirs. I getcha.
Now, Dom, I don't think Dom's ever heard any of that story unless you... Did you hear the Florida girl story at all?
I have not.
I don't think I'm going
to dive into that. Do you want to touch base just a little bit? And you want
to
dive into...
I think maybe we should just make Dom listen to the podcast.
Yeah. I do listen to the podcast. I'm just really far behind because I can only listen to it when I'm by myself.
Right.
And since I'm not working, I genuinely spend 90% of my time with tiny terrorists that like to terrorize me.
Otherwise known as...
They have school.
Yeah. And actually, you know what? The 14-year-old has been listening to the podcast.
Oh, my God.
So smart. He probably knows the Florida girl.
Yeah, he probably does.
So
yeah.
You didn't hear the latest on Susan?
No.
Well, you better catch up, homie.
Susan. I know. I wonder how Susan's doing.
I don't know. I feel like, Susan, we need to hear from you next week.
Possibly. But, Daddy Matt did say there's stuff we don't know. There's stuff we don't know.
Well, because previously he shared his experiences with Ryan.
Right.
But there are things Ryan doesn't know.
Well, I shared some experience. I didn't share them all.
Not all
we need to hear some of them.
I've actually enjoyed hearing the things that you've shared with Ryan.
Yeah, because we've all heard it.
It's great.
It's very interesting. It's
it is.
Oh, update on Halloween girl?
Yes.
Apparently she's going to rehab now.
Oh, okay.
I can't believe you still talk to all these bitches.
I thought she went to rehab. That's why she left pillowcases in the back seat of your truck.
Apparently, but she's actually volunteering going to rehab. I think it was like ordered last time or because she overdosed or whatever last time.
She's hit rock bottom.
Yeah, she's hit rock bottom.
So, Matt, I have a question.
Yes.
Do you actually believe all these stories that these little whores tell you?
I don't fucking care. I didn't give them any money this time.
This time. I just wonder if you just play into it or if you actually are naive and believe everything they say.
I don't think he does. I don't think he believes it.
Not 100%, no.
But do you want to believe all these girls and their bullshit?
The ones that have taken the most money, yes.
Well, of course, if they take your money, you want to believe them.
Well, they didn't really take my money. I just kind of willingly gave it to them because I assumed they wanted a relationship with me.
Well, I would get the relationship and then give the money.
Yeah, I would think a relationship should be like a job. You should not have to pay to work there.
Mm-mm.
Like, you should get the job, and then you get
Well, none of them were in state either, so.
You what?
None of them were in Ohio or Pennsylvania, where I was living.
That's true. That's true. But, I mean, there's a lot of girls in the states. A lot.
I know you go to the grocery store. Start talking to some bitch at the grocery store in the produce aisle. Say, those are nice melons.
Preferably not with, hey, bitch.
How about
those? Never used to be talking to you.
I like those melons or, ooh, those bananas are long.
Or what that mouth do.
Oh, my God.
You know what? If I was standing in the produce aisle and that's what came out of some dude's mouth, I'd probably punch him.
Not me. I'd be like, what do you want to see? Let me show you, buddy.
Let's pretend. You want to play? Want to play pretend?
Let's role play, Ryan.
All right. Daddy Matt, I need you to close your eyes.
Oh, good Lord.
Dom, I need you to close your eyes. Okay, you guys, keep them shut. I want you to, I'm going to take you on a little visual journey here, a little mental journey. You're walking into a grocery store. Okay, you're walking. And Dom here, she's in front of the fruit and vegetable stand.
Stop it.
Okay, she's in the fruit and vegetable stand. And then Daddy Matt walks in behind her. He's got his cart. You know, he's coming in there to buy some bakery goods
because
he's
going to
make a cake, right? And he sees Dom standing here at the fruit counter.
Does she look cute or does she look like...
I got some sweatpants and a hoodie on.
That doesn't matter.
And a high top.
No, she's got like the ripped jeans on, and like it's summertime. It's June, July. You know, she's got a little shirt on, something like that. And you can
titties are hanging out.
You can see her pierced nipples.
Oh, right? They're pierced again.
And so
are they?
Daddy Matt, he walks up. Now, what does Daddy Matt say to Dom?
Probably nothing.
They are pierced again.
Daddy Matt, you didn't even glance, like no eye open, nothing. All right, eyes are shut. What does Daddy Matt say to Dom? Take us. What do you say?
Probably nothing.
Nothing?
I'm not really a...
Let's pretend you had the balls to say something to her. What would your best pickup line be?
I don't do pickup lines.
Oh, God. See, you could be like, you don't need to buy that sugar. I'll be your sugar.
You're killing this whole exercise.
I understand that.
We're in the fruit and vegetable aisle.
I thought he said he was going to bake a cake.
Yeah, but he's walking to the bakery.
Okay, so you say, you don't need that banana. Take my banana.
You don't need that banana, girl.
You can unpeel my banana.
Try my gherkin.
Try my gherkin? Do you want to try this cucumber?
I was actually in the meat section one time, and there was a couple next to me, and there was beef tongues. And I was like, oh, little cool beef tongues. He's like, yeah, I know. She really likes the tongue.
There you go. There you go. You should go get a sausage, like the, you know, this.
A kielbasa.
Uncut sausage. And you just take it up and go,
why is it going to be uncut?
Do you think this is.
A pepperoni.
You haven't had your brisk yet. I don't know. So you go up and you're like, is this sausage big enough, do you think? Is this kielbasa going to do the job? I don't know. Something like that, I imagine.
I'm so glad that I kept my eyes closed. And then when I finally opened my eyes, Matt's eyes are open.
He just opened them. I gave up on the. Eyes closed thing.
You showed your nipples. His eyes stayed shut.
Oh,
so
he missed it.
Do you want to see them?
I don't care.
Okay. Show her. Or show him.
There
Look at
go.
Those nipples. She had a ring before, and I was like tugging on it.
Tugging.
That's that picture.
I got that picture, yeah. If you guys want to see it, I'll post on the OS.
Post on the TikTok.
They've only been pierced now for like a month and a half, so I haven't changed them yet.
I had a friend had hers pierced, and then she got pregnant, and she took him out because she was worried about nursing and everything.
I mean, it makes sense. You don't want to give your child metal poisoning.
Well, my husband sucked on Gluck Gluck's titty ring and pulled the ball off, and we couldn't get it back on.
Right.
So, I mean, a baby could do the same thing.
That's true.
Well, when I was nursing, I just took my nipple rings out to feed, and then I put it back in.
Makes sense.
because I really like them.
I don't think I could get them done. After watching Gluck Gluck get hers pierced, the first one was great. Cake.
Oh, don't lie, that shit hurts.
The second one, they like hit something. Oh my God. I mean, of course we do it in Kentucky at a car show in a trailer.
Yeah, I mean, why not? It was so clean, sanitized.
It was very, it was an experience for sure. But to see that pain, I'm like, I can't do that. I stick to tattoos.
So the first time it didn't hurt that bad. Like, it was uncomfortable.
Were you drunk?
No.
Oh.
I didn't even drink at that point.
Oh.
Yeah. I only got them pierced the first time because my first husband said, if you get your nipples pierced, I'm going to file for a divorce.
So pierce the nipples.
So I got my nipples pierced.
I mean, that makes sense.
If I was in a bad relationship and they said that, I'd do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the second time it hurt like hell.
Well, scar tissue probably.
I was laying there and I'm like, I might pass out.
Would you get your clit pierced?
No.
Mm-mm.
I'd pierce my penis.
Would you?
Mm-hmm.
Matt, would you pierce your penis?
No.
Mm-mm. I don't think I could. I don't have a penis, but I don't think I could pierce any of those. Because, like, they have to stay clean and, like, you couldn't use it for 6 weeks.
I could never pierce down there because I shave down there. So how do you shave around a piercing? You got piercing coming up.
Well, I mean, if you want to, but if you want to pierce the tip of your dick, you're not shaving the tip of your dick.
That's true. I'm not.
And I do know a guy that had the tip of his dick pierced, and it was actually kind of sexy.
It wasn't the guy we were talking about before.
No.
Somebody else.
This is somebody else, and he would send pictures all the time, and I'm like, that's kind of hot. It's really kind of hot. I don't know that I'd want to fuck him, though, because I'd be worried it'd fall off. Right. But
I'm curious what it feels like, but I don't think I'm going to go out there and pierce the head of my dick.
I think you should. I think you should let me pierce it for you.
Oh, God. That just sounds like a bad idea all around.
Yeah. Well, just put some, you know, you could get us some numbing stuff, I'm sure.
I think
sure.
I would trust Trixie's husband more than anything.
Well, I would, too, but I don't know that Ryan would let him touch it.
I mean, $20 is $20, right?
That's right. $20 is $20.
Yeah, but he deals with needles and stuff all the time. I don't know if I could crush Trixie with a needle.
I wouldn't.
My daughter made me help her pierce her own ear, and I was having a hard time with
that. Yeah, an
ear
and a dick is two different things.
Well, that's the truth.
That's true. Yeah.
Just don't let me do it drunk.
Right.
Okay, so related to this piercing, I've totally eaten a girl out, though, that had hers pierced, and I swallowed the whole piercing.
Holy shit. How'd you take it out with your mouth?
Because the ball fell off, and then I was just doing my thing. And
did you watch to make sure it came out in the toilet?
No.
It's probably still sitting in her stomach.
It's probably still somewhere in there.
Uh-huh.
How long ago was this?
I can't say.
Okay.
A month ago.
No, it was more than a month ago.
So it wasn't this month.
No, it's not. We're 7 days. 7 days good.
Seven days sex free.
Yes. Right.
She's abstaining from sex. I don't know why, but okay.
I don't know. Why are you abstaining?
Just to prove that I can.
Okay. All right. You always got a personal
goal. Who are you proving it to?
My little friend that thinks that I can't.
Hmm. Oh.
Hmm. Yeah. So.
Gotcha.
I kind of did that with food.
What? Abstained from food?
I went a whole week without food. I did 150 hours no food.
Why?
Just to do it.
But it fuels your body.
Yeah.
It does.
Okay, so I go days without food.
I do not. I can go hours.
Couple hours.
I don't eat breakfast.
Yeah. When someone asked me the other day, they're like, oh, did you eat before you started drinking? And I said, yeah, I had a chicken nugget.
A chicken nugget.
One chicken nugget.
That sounds phenomenal right now. I would kill for a 20-piece nugget right now.
I could actually go for some nuggets.
I could too.
I want a taco. All right. This pussy eating's making me want tacos.
Well, you got a pink taco right here.
I do have a pink taco.
Is it technically sex if you just eat her out?
I don't know.
It could be oral.
What do you think?
But there's no penetration.
I mean, I wouldn't say it was sex.
Oh, well, hey.
Well, there you go. You can still stay clean now.
We still have to work together.
Oh, that's true. That's
we got to make some money.
That's right. There's that rack over there you guys haven't used yet either.
It is cold in here. My nipples would look really nice, though.
It's like 69 in here right now.
I don't know.
I'm
freezing.
I keep it at 69.
Well, Trixie doesn't have the hoodie I bought her.
No, actually, I was going to wear it today, but we had the whole wrestling thing, and you can't. You got to wear a tank top in that gym. It's so fucking hot.
I bet it is.
And then I left real quick, but I was going to wear it today just for you, with no bra, and make you touch them.
talked to my friend that made that, and I'm having her make some sweatpants since Ryan's didn't fit.
Oh, ooh, I want some sweatpants.
Really? Is it?
Did they say the same thing? Or are you doing?
Yeah, I'm getting the same thing made because the guy who I originally bought them off of, yeah. I don't think he makes it anymore because his Facebook page is like inactive and everything, and the website is
down.
You just
changed the font or something. It's not copyright then, right?
I guess not.
I don't know if he actually has it registered too. Is it still copyrighted then at that point?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not the man to ask.
Oh, so I know Ryan has named his genitalia. I have never done that before. And I thought of a name.
Okay. Oh, what is it?
Michelangelo.
Michelangelo.
Yep.
Nice.
Because he's just like a turtle, and he comes out to party.
Dang. So do your titties have a name?
I thought we were
going
to like go back to like the artist, Michelangelo.
Oh,
we're
that's just what going, I was like, thinking.
A Ninja Turtle.
A Ninja Turtles. I mean, they're hot.
I like that.
I have Lucy and
Franklin
Ethel.
You Franklin over there.
Franklin. Okay. Right.
Lucy and Ethel, and I don't have a pussy name.
Yeah.
Should everybody's pussy have a name?
I think so. God. Have you named your pussy, Dom?
No, but I gotta figure out what this name is. Somebody called.
Okay.
My pussy something, and I was like, what?
And
they're like, yeah, that's what it's called.
Okay, mine's named Delicious.
Oh, there you go.
Or Juicy. Yeah. Juicy Peach.
Okay.
Or no, that's my butt. Juicy Pear.
Juicy
Pear. Ryan does like pear juice.
Oh, I love it.
He does.
Well, I think the Juicy Pants was a big thing back when we were growing up.
Yeah.
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 Uh-huh.
I need sweatpants to just have Juicy across the booty.
Right. Well, Dom, you're going to hear, I can finally ask you in person because you're here.
Okay.
On the show or the show before the show, something, the past couple shows, we were talking about pierced nipples, and I had a question about yours.
Okay.
Because you have an inverted nipple.
Yes.
Okay. So do they just squeeze that out and then pierce it? Or is it like ice? Do they bring it out? How do they?
Nope. I just laid on the table in a cold-ass room. Yeah, and my nipples just got hard.
Okay.
I didn't even have an inverted nipple.
Yeah. So when I had them pierced the first time, they were fine. And then as soon as I took my nipple rings out and like left them out, and then I lost weight, my nipples became inverted.
My ex was like that, too. She had her nipples pierced, and they were just like that. Yeah.
Really?
I had wondered,
Did Gluck Gluck's nipples become inverted?
No.
I don't think so.
Mm-mm.
Hers are usually pinging.
Pinging. Always.
She doesn't have hers pierced now, does she? Or does she?
No.
I thought she took them out.
Mm-hmm.
The weirdest thing about my ex is that her areolas were also, like, almost the same skin tone as the rest of the body. So, like, really? It looked like she had no nipples at all.
I've seen some big areolas in my life.
I've got big areolas.
Let me see.
Wait, can we just talk about the fact that Trixie just checked to see if her areolas
they're light right now, though.
No, they're pinging right now.
It's cold in here.
It's 69 in
can
here.
Can we go back to that? Okay, my house thermostat is set at 80 degrees.
What? Wow.
That is way too hot.
I'd have to move out.
And I'm still cold.
My electric bill would be so high if I did that. It's already high. I mean, it's like $580 a month.
Oh, my
Since
God.
Since we started running the heat out here, it's just skyrocketed.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
We don't turn lights on, though. So.
Maybe you need investment in solar panels around next.
I do. I need a lot of solar panels. That'd be great.
You get plenty of land.
I know. I know. We do a solar farm.
You get a discount, don't you, for solar?
We're going to start looking into it.
There's like a tax write-off and everything, and then if you produce enough, you can actually send it back to the electric company, and they'll give you a pro rate or something.
See, again, he knows all kind of shit.
Yeah, it takes some time before you start regenerating back to the company. But
well, fuck.
Yeah.
Where do we sign up?
I know. So... what is a story that I haven't heard?
Well, years ago, before I even started that company, the current company I'm at, I do believe this was when I was working at the tire company, the second tire company, the tire warehouse company, and was talking to this girl on Tumblr again, of all places.
Yeah.
She was in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
And... we got to talk and everything, and was sending me nudes and stuff like that all the time and everything.
Yeah.
It was great. So we decided to meet up. So I drove all the way out to Philadelphia, just like a 7-hour drive.
Mm-hmm.
Even bought the transponder to save on tolls and
right.
stuff.
Right. Yes, yes.
But didn't realize it took 24 hours to activate.
Oh.
So gotcha. That kind of sucked. Yeah.
Yeah. So you drove through them and you got taken in for all those or what?
No, I realized after. I read into it a little more, and I just, like, all right, well, let's go. No toll roads.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Right.
If you don't pay them fucking tolls, man, they get you.
Aren't you wanted in New York City?
No, I probably have a warrant for my arrest for a parking violation that we didn't even know about until we got home.
So you're wanted in New York City.
Probably. Actually, it was Brooklyn.
Brooklyn, that's
outside
right.
of a little yeah. hoity-toity restaurant that was so fucking good.
It was good.
It was so good, and we parked.
Hoity-toity can be good sometimes.
It was. It was like this little hole in the wall. Well, actually, it wasn't. It was really nice and fancy, but it was like just kind of there. Like, I don't know. It wasn't planned, and we, I think we went to change my windshield wipers like a couple months later and my husband found it. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, well, I'm not going back to New York City if I'm driving.
Right.
I'm going to get arrested.
We haven't been back since.
No. Mm-mm. That was 2016, New Year's Eve 2016. It was New Year's Day 2017.
Yep.
Fucking shit.
Having breakfast. That was so good.
Oh, it was so good.
It was expensive. We derailed this train. Transponder. You found out too late.
Sorry.
Please yeah. continue.
So I get all the way out to Philadelphia. And finally met this girl. I was at a hotel or motel. I think it was a Residence Inn or something. I can't remember which one it was. She pulled up. She had like, I think it was a Toyota. It was like a black Toyota or something. Okay. I took pictures of her license plate just in case.
Smart. Smart.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You have your gun?
I think so.
Okay.
I don't remember if I had like my permit to carry it at the time.
Okay.
Probably did. Don't remember. Anyway.
All right.
So some of the pictures she sent me, so apparently she used some toys in a public place at a store and everything. And like some of it was dog toys that she pulled from what? The shelf and then put it back after she was done.
Oh, my God. That's disgusting.
It's just like, well, yeah. I mean.
Why are you laughing?
That dog got that treat and was like, Dad, ooh. Something's wrong. It's spoiled. It's bad.
I guess it's reverse bestiality.
It's bad. What did you do to this toy?
I mean, I could get into like a dog collar and stuff, but like I'm not going to use a dog treat or a dog toy on
it
my...
It was a dog treat. It was like a dog toy. It was like a little chew toy.
Oh, okay. I'm still not putting a chew toy in my vagina.
In my woohoo.
So let me tell you a funny story real quick.
Woohoo. So
our dear friend Willow just had a hysterectomy, right?
Yeah.
She needed paperwork. So she could work remote, but they had to send a list of her job restrictions.
Right.
And they sent to her employer that she cannot insert anything in her vagina.
Like she's working, you know, making movies.
Right. And I'm like, they really had to put that. She's like, by law, they said they had to. She's like, I'm so glad they knew what surgery I had because otherwise they'd be like, what? She has a desk job. Like, she's doing something kinky on her break. I don't know. Don't right. put nothing in your vagina.
It's a whisker biscuit.
Oh, a whisker biscuit.
Nice.
Were you whiskery? Whiskery?
Just a little bit.
Whiskery.
I am currently. I used to be the shaving every week or every couple days. Now I just, it once every 2 weeks. I don't even care.
Hmm. All right.
Okay, wait. So, I was laughing when you were talking about dog toys. Or whoever, because, okay, so I was at the store one day, and it was like one of those bin stores, and I picked up this thing, and it's a ball, but it's got a handle, like you can hold onto it. And I was like, dude, you could totally hit me with this.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out it's one of those dog toys that you throw.
Oh, my God.
There you go.
Oh, my God, you should smack her with the paddle. She gets into that.
I don't have the paddle.
We got a paddle here.
I got a paddle here.
You left a paddle.
Yes, I did leave a paddle that I found in the trash.
I'm smacking her with a paddle.
Would you consent to a paddle?
That's not sex.
I would not consent to get hit with a paddle. Ooh,
could we do this on the show today?
No.
Okay. All right. Nothing on the show.
I'm smacking her with a paddle. I'm smacking her with a paddle afterwards, and you're going to film it.
All right. I can do that.
Watch the Instagram later, folks.
That's right. Tune in later. All right. Daddy Matt, back to you, sir. Back to you.
So I also brought a unicorn onesie that I had with an ex.
Mm-hmm.
She's actually the last girl I've actually slept with too.
So okay,
I'm sorry. Unicorn? They.
Oh, that's right. They identify as they now.
Yes,
correct.
Yes.
So you were a unicorn.
No, I didn't wear a unicorn. She was a size medium. I'm a size like 3X.
So okay, no. But wait a minute. So why did you take the unicorn?
Because she left it with me, and because I bought it for her, but she didn't want it anymore. So, like, fuck it, I'll give it to this girl.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
It was a purple onesie, and then I had, like, a unicorn.
Did she wear it?
I can picture it.
She did wear it for me.
Do you get into unicorns?
I'm not a that kind of person, no.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I just thought I'd ask.
You're talking about like My Little Pony porn? No, I'm not into
that. Oh, my God. Lord,
I mean,
help
us. I have a penguin suit at home.
She loves penguins, though. If you put the penguin suit on, she'd let you fuck her. Even today, day 7, she'd let you fuck her.
Day 7.
Because it's a penguin. She has this weird thing with penguins. She carried it all around Vegas with her.
I did.
Like, girl, what are you doing with a penguin?
Gary the Penguin. He's on Instagram.
Yeah, so I found him. I found
her. What's his Instagram handle? Does he have his own page?
It's Gary the Penguin.
Okay.
I found her a penguin purse on Amazon, and I sent her the link. Like, you need to buy this.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think I might have a toothbrush holder that sticks in a mirror at the penguin.
Something tells me next week there's going to be a penguin thing to the podcast.
I feel like he's like the genie in the bottle. He grants people's wishes.
You know, it seems like every time you talk about something, he finds something.
I know.
And it's the same thing. Yeah.
So I need tacos.
You could have wore your necklace.
Taco Bells around here anywhere.
Where's the necklace there, Mama Bear?
Oh, it's at home in my beautiful case that is gorgeous.
I found that in the trash.
Well, fuck you. It's beautiful, though.
The one case I found in the trash, the necklace I actually bought.
Oh, well, I love the case equally, so the case is gorgeous. I want to be a trash man because I'm all about, my mom and I used to dumpster dive at stores, at home, like, we used to do it because you find treasure in the trash. People like this candle. Like, why would somebody throw away a Bath & Body Works candle? You could even sell this bitch on Marketplace.
Yeah.
You remember what I found I sent you a picture of?
The coach purse? Bag. Yes.
Yeah. He found 2 Harley bags, too.
If you find any Michael Kors, I claim it. I'm a Michael Kors whore.
I think I might have given Kors to my sister.
Right? Well, next Michael Kors, it's me. Your sister's with a doctor, right?
No, she's a lawyer.
A lawyer. Well, she's whatever. Lawyer. She's got bank.
She's a professional liar.
A professional liar. Well, I'm a professional porn star, I guess, until the school calls me, so.
Hey, if you make money and you have the OnlyFans, then I guess.
But,
I
would love it. Did you hear on New Year's Eve, my daughter told me that her entire band knows I'm on OnlyFans?
Oh, I'm surprised you were even hired.
I know. I'm like, oh, God. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Maybe they just won't send me to the high school.
You'll probably end up at the high school.
Do you see my ex-husband number 2?
I haven't started yet. So I'm just a sub. So whenever they need me, they call me. But I hope I don't bump into him. I think he's just different now. And he's not the same person I thought he was. So now it's like I love him. I always will. We've been friends for a very long time, but I don't know. I'm not going to say too much more.
Yeah. The time that I really actually met him and I was just actually DJing for the wedding before you or after you
before
or
me.
Before you. Okay. I get really
He's so had a few.
I was DJing that wedding and then he was one person, but then like years later, it was different.
No,
like,
he
grew all of his hair out after that.
He was always the same person. He just wasn't allowed to be himself with the previous
wives. Yes. Yes.
But that's not even what I'm talking about. All that's sexy to me. I'm talking about just the way he handled things. With this last wife, I'm not too keen on. Gotcha. But, you know, I love you, Dom, but there are 2 sides to every story. Maybe she did something really bad. I don't know. But her side of the story makes me feel some kind of way. That's all.
Gotcha. Were you done with the penguin story? I didn't think so.
Fuck.
Let's go back in.
Oh, my God.
We keep getting derailed.
Okay,
over
let's
here.
Go back
Please.
To the unicorn.
Because
of Trixie. Matt, let's do this.
I'm done talking. Unicorn.
Right, unicorn.
Unicorn.
So she's dressed up in a unicorn, and we make out and everything, and then we go shopping for a little bit.
Okay.
Go around
is she still dressed as a unicorn?
For a little bit, she was, yeah.
Please, yes.
He does like the unicorn. He made out with the unicorn. Sorry.
And I played with her in the truck and everything and stuff like that.
Okay.
And we get to talking more and everything, and she told me, like, her brother's – or her stepbrother or something like that. I bought her a new phone because she needed a new phone, but it was – Metro PCS. I think I spent $100 on this phone or whatever.
Sure. Yeah.
I need a new phone.
Dom needs a new phone.
Sorry, continue.
You know he's going to show up with one next
with
week.
With a penguin case.
It's Cricket Wireless, just in case you're wondering.
Oh, good Lord, Cricket.
Isn't that Ryan? Never mind. I'm trailing off.
Well, obviously, Mom's not going to listen to this, but my sister and I are planning buying her a new phone because hers is all cracked up and it's old as hell.
It's cracked up. Like some of the girls you've talked to.
Cracked out.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, go back to the pen or the unicorn.
Well, anyway, I've she told me it's her stepbrother or brother or whatever the fuck it was.
Stepbro.
Well, I found out that she is sleeping with him and everything, but I have a feeling the story of him.
This is the story you don't lead with. You lead with the penguin story. Come on, stepbro.
It was
step
a unicorn,
sis.
Not a penguin.
Unicorn. Sorry.
Well,
all these animals in my head are just, you know.
She's not actually, for all I know, it's not actually her stepbrother or brother or anything. It's just her boyfriend. She just told me it was her stepbrother.
I don't care. The story's so much better if it's her stepbrother. So much better.
Well, stepbrother's not blood, sir.
I know.
Well, I mean, neither stepson. Ask Susan.
I know. Absolutely. We were talking, we were talking this week with a gentleman that's training me, and we were talking about all our different, we were listening to the show, talking about our favorite kind of porn and everything, and I stumbled upon the, step bro, stop, I'm stuck in the sink.
Like, oh my
what
God.
What are you doing to me? Or you're so much bigger than your dad.
Have
Don't
you ever
tell
watched
him.
Midget porn?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I like midget porn.
Really?
Yeah.
Not into it, sorry.
Anyway, unicorn, sorry. Distracted.
So she's fucking her stepbrother.
Yeah, I found out, and then, I tried contacting her again after that and didn't really get anything from her, so I said, fuck it. And I happen to have a friend over in the Philadelphia area that I've been playing video games with for several years and decided to meet up so we can finally meet up and stuff. It wasn't a fully wasted trip. At least I got to meet someone I've been
knowing
for
years.
Oh,
yeah, absolutely.
Sure. Yeah.
When you messed with the girl.
Yeah, we made out and stuff like that, yeah. But I went home after that and it's like, whatever. I tried contacting her a couple times and she just ignored me completely.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Well, she's too busy getting banged by the stepbrother.
Probably the father, too.
Oh, my God.
Please email the show at thespicyteapodcast.com.
No, for real. If you have a story. Okay, so I know a girl. She was a senior in my high school. I think I was a junior. And we were in the cafeteria, ninth period, for study hall. And you're not allowed to talk in study hall, obviously. So we started having a notebook. Like, we just started writing each other back and forth and passing the notebook. And even it became so interesting, her stories, that, like, we were passing it in the hall during the day. She was fucking her uncle. Like, wow. Her biological blood uncle. And looking back now, I should have probably said something because, I mean, that's illegal. But at the time, I thought it was so fucking cool. Like, this bitch is fucking her uncle. Like,
I thought that was cool.
I was a kid. I didn't know.
Okay.
But they, like, all lived in the same house. Her mom, her dad, her brother, and her uncle. Oddly enough, her brother ended up marrying a good friend of mine. And so every time I've seen him, I think of his uncle fucking his sister. But anyways, she was fucking her uncle for several years.
Wow.
She's now married and lives locally, so I'm not going to say much else. But
sure.
She was fucking her one of her parents' siblings.
Hmm.
So if you're listening to the Tea Podcast,
sorry to tell your story, but I kind of
thought it's funky, but I will say it's funkle.
I've known stories about incest like that before.
Really?
Yeah, there's two Florida girls. It's a mother and daughter I've been talking to on Tumblr. This is years ago. I don't talk to them really much anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And the mom would post nudes and stuff all the time, and the daughter would too.
Together?
I don't think they ever did anything together, but eventually the mom was sending me some of her daughter's nudes and everything.
That's
awkward. She was 18 at the time too.
Okay, still that's awkward. I would all never right. send my daughter's nudes even if she's 30.
Yeah.
Well, I think the mom was trying to turn the daughter into a slut.
Oh. She probably already was a slut.
Yeah, I don't
probably,
think she has to try too hard at that point.
It doesn't sound like it.
Well, I found out eventually, like a year later or something, after I got in contact with the mom again, that apparently the daughter started sleeping with her biological father.
Oh, my God.
Hmm. Wow. Daddy issues.
Daddy issues for sure.
A whole new level of daddy issues.
Well, my ex slept with her biological father as well.
What the fuck?
Are you on a Facebook page for fucked up situations?
Not
How
Facebook,
do they
sir.
Find you?
My God,
she was adopted too, so she didn't really grew up with her father at all.
Okay, all right.
But that's still like your sperm donor.
Yeah, mm-hmm. More or less, yeah.
I could never. My dad's dead, and I love my daddy, but
donated a lot.
You grew
lot
up with
of
him
sperm.
And all and everything.
Yeah, but even if I found out today that my dad was not my dad and I went and met my biological father, I don't think I would look at him and be like, what are you like in bed?
Hmm.
Okay, so here's what
I might wonder: how big's his dick? Because if I was a boy, would I have a big dick? I think
that's how that started with my ex.
Oh Lord!
Have we talked about if you met a guy that you fell deeply in love with and you found out he was your dad? Do you stop or do you continue to fuck him?
I don't know. I mean, that was the one writer wrote in, and I just don't know that I could. I don't know.
We had a couple when I was in high school that were dating for like a couple months, and then they found out later they were related.
They break up?
Yes, they did.
If you fell in love with a woman and she turned out to be your mother, do you continue to bang her?
I don't know.
I mean, it's okay. So hard because the heart wants what the heart wants. So if you're in love.
Yeah.
And I mean, of course, if you're related to them, you have like similar interests, more than likely. You have lots in common.
Yeah.
Features. Okay. That too.
DNA.
DNA. Yeah, that's a big one.
I can tell you're my mom because I've left my DNA all over your sheets.
Did we talk about the world's youngest mother before?
The world's youngest mother? No.
I thought we have.
No. God,
I don't
we haven't.
Remember that.
Do you guys know who the youngest mother is or how old the youngest mother was?
Oh, God.
I'm going to hang my head in disappointment, but please tell me.
Dom, do you have a guess?
No. I'm going to say 9.
If I hide
five.
Behind my filter.
5?
Yes.
That's my son just
how
turned 6.
How can you even reproduce at 5?
Well, the problem was is that she had like some kind of disease where she developed very fast. Like she apparently got her first period like at the age of 1 or 2 or something.
Oh, shit.
Dear God.
Yeah, that's not good.
So who is fucking a 5-year-old to get them pregnant?
They thought it might have been the father. I was actually just reading a story about it again. Is that they never proved it was the father. There's speculation that it was the grandfather. This is like back in 1943, 1927.
So back when they really didn't do DNA stuff.
Mm, yeah.
Right.
Oh, that's disgusting. Anyways. I mean, how can a 5-year-old even carry a child? Like, their body is so little.
Well, they thought it was like a tumor or something, and then they found out later.
Wow.
So
I think my child has a tumor.
But
it's a baby.
The child was also raised as her brother for many years.
Well, at 5, you definitely can't raise a child. You don't even know how to wipe your ass.
Right.
Well, I think what it was is that it's not, and it wasn't for the mom's sake. It was for the child's sake. That way.
There's a lot of explaining to do.
Yeah, he did find out later. I do believe the girl is actually still alive. She's like 65 or something like that now.
Lucy. So her son's like 60.
No, he actually passed away already.
Oh.
Wow.
That is trippy, dude. Could you imagine?
I mean, your mom to senior prom.
Oh, my God. My daughter's 15. I couldn't even imagine her bringing home a baby.
No.
I'd kill her.
I know.
And then I'd
my
raise
the
baby.
My daughter wants no babies. My daughter does not want babies.
Actually, if my son were to get somebody pregnant, I would need the name of that restaurant that sells penises because my son would no longer have one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And sell for more than $250 a plate.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Like $100,000 a plate. Like... Mm-hmm.
Because now I'm going to be a mom of daughters. And
yeah.
But you almost wonder, like, what's in Chinese food? Like, are they cutting the ding-dongs?
MSGs.
You know, they say the dog sometimes is in the Chinese food. Like, are you eating General So's dog dick?
Maybe you are. Maybe his name was So.
It's General So's kitten.
Ew. You're eating that pussy for real?
Mm-hmm.
It's just covered in that sauce.
You better hope when you go to a Chinese restaurant, you see cats out back because that means they haven't used them.
Oh,
my
God.
If there's no cats around when you get there, you better not order.
Okay, can we talk about sauce for a second?
Yes.
I love talking about sauce. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, so I'm going to assume Ryan's answer is yes.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
He likes to eat Thanksgiving dinner in bed, so.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah.
So have you ever put stuff on your vagina before?
Oh yeah, like serious
saucy stuff.
We've used jelly.
Okay.
We've used a lot of ice. I like ice.
I like ice.
But I don't know why we're talking about Chinese food. I immediately think of yum yum sauce. Like I would slather a dick or a pussy in yum yum sauce and just go to town.
How about some cream of some young guy?
Cream of some young guy. That's amazing. All over my face.
I had some yum yum this week.
Oh my God.
There's a place called the Ninja Hibachi Express over on Perry. We got that Thursday or Friday or something like that. It was delicious.
I promise you, try Tommy Hibachi in Louisville, Ohio.
Okay.
I promise you. It is so good. Right. It is so, so good.
Where's that one at?
By Pizza Hut.
By the snack box?
Yeah, it's right next door, I think. That place, their fucking chicken hibachi is so good. And their yum yum sauce is
What's that place over there that never can stay in business? It's a restaurant across from the old car dealership.
Oh,
it's like I had bamboo or something on it.
Willow worked there when it was a restaurant time, and then it closed. And they closed, I'm sure, because when you ordered, like my dad went there one time because she was a waitress, and he ordered a country fried steak. You think Roadhouse's country fried steak is huge? This was like hanging off the sides of the plate. The plate was like bigger than my butt. Like this fucking country fried steak was huge. Like.
So it was a tote container.
It was a tote container full of country fried steak and gravy. And then you got like five sides. And damn. I'm like, this is why they're out of business. Because they're like underselling their food.
That's crazy.
But that restaurant, yeah, that same as that place here in my town that can't ever stay open.
Yeah.
There's two.
Yeah, I know. That's right. What do you got? What do you got, Matt? You look very.
Do you know the world's largest natural breast?
Oh, no,
I don't. Oh, God. A double F? I don't know.
Let's see.
What the girl's name is Anna Hawkins.
Okay.
Is she on TikTok?
Sure she is. Anna Hawkins Turner. She's 70 inches.
70 inches?
She's a 102 triple Z.
Holy fuck. Do you have a picture?
Oh, yeah. I can pull a bunch of pictures.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Yes, you do.
Oh, no.
Yeah, those are way too big.
That doesn't even look comfortable.
Oh, no.
She got back problems.
I looked at the picture on the right. I thought it looks like if you turned around, that would be your ass.
I know.
But
she's
on her chest.
Grown children hanging from her.
She does, yes.
She probably drowned a baby if she was nursing.
If you guys ever took a hot air balloon and filled it up with water under a sink, that's what those would look like.
Oh my God.
But see, there's nothing attractive about those.
No.
Even the girls who like get the implants that are super huge, there's nothing attractive about that.
Right.
So what is an appropriate size implant?
Well, like I used to be a really large C pushing a D. Mm-hmm. I would like to be a full C again. I mean, I have the skin just after I breastfed and lost weight, like they kind of turned into raisins. So I would like a nice full C. Maybe a D, but I wouldn't want to go any larger than that.
So you want the D?
I want the D twice.
Okay. All right.
Do you remember the breast from Total Recall too?
Yes.
Some woman actually did it.
Really? Oh my God. No. Why do you want three breasts?
Ew.
Like somebody had three breasts on their body.
I mean, would you want two dicks?
Fuck yeah.
So you could go in the pink and the stink at the same time?
At the same time.
I think there's a guy that actually has to
do that sideways, I think, because that would hurt if they were like, crossed, you know?
I don't know how true it is, but I think I've seen a porn with a guy with two dicks.
Really?
Which one do you masturbate with?
Both. Two hands.
Oh, my God.
Well, like it was like an over-under shotgun. So it was one on top of each other.
Yeah.
And they're both over 8 inches long.
So Ryan's going to out double fist me with his two dicks.
Right, yeah, absolutely.
That's a waste of length, and that's a lot of dick on one person.
I'd play
that's like 16 inches of pecker. Ooh.
I'd play some rave music. I'd be like,
Oh, my God. If you could only see that.
Right.
So I guess Ryan's skiing himself.
He's skiing for sure.
Skiing for sure.
I mean, you would have both hands full all the time.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, for sure.
Why is it boys, why do you guys touch it all the time?
Because it's the one toy you can't take away from us.
Mm-hmm. Even my son touches it.
Yeah.
All the time.
It feels good to touch it.
Why? My tits feel good when I touch them, but... You don't see me going like this all the time.
I literally do see you doing that all the time. Yes, I do.
Well, because they feel firm when they're in a bra. I don't know.
Okay.
It's the magic of Victoria's Secret.
What was that bra I saw the other day?
That was my new Victoria's Secret bra.
Okay. It was a gray one.
It was.
Yeah.
It was. It's so pretty, too. It's just plain, but it was pretty, and it made my girls like...
It made them look very large.
I know. That's why I'm like, I got to send a picture right now.
I had to show the guy I was working with.
No. I don't care if you did. He's not going to see what's underneath.
No.
Unless you go, you know, to my OnlyFans or Cash App me. Then I'll send you all you want.
Where are they going to find that at?
OnlyFans.com/TrixieBell/TrixieBell.
There you go, guys.
I think that's my OnlyFans.
Have you posted any content lately?
Yeah, this week. I posted two. I posted one with my new toy.
I don't know. I haven't jumped on OnlyFans in a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You were kicked off there for a while.
Yes.
But you're back on now.
Yes.
Yes.
I fixed the issue and I'm back on. Okay. I'm not posting. I'm just a partaker in it.
Dom, have you posted any content?
Yes, she has.
Yeah. I'm not on OnlyFans, just so a little bit. I don't know. Okay.
I see her pop up once in a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just, I should be more like committed to it, but I don't know. Like when I'm getting off, the last thing I'm thinking is, fuck, I need my phone. Right.
No, I'm with you. Like I'm with you because it's a chore.
Yeah.
At this point, it's actual work. So like there's very few times I'm enjoying, I shouldn't even be saying that. I do enjoy it. Don't get me wrong. When you're like masturbating, it's fun, but yes. Like, I don't know. I made a video this week and my fucking dogs kept barking. Mm. So I had to pause the video, go out and yell at the motherfuckers, shut the fuck up, give them dog treats to shut them up. And I had to go back and finish. And then I'm like,
right. I can just picture Trixie running through the house. You know, she's already hyped up. She's dripping all over the floor. She's running.
It was running down my legs.
And she's like, shut up and eat this biscuit. Mommy's busy. I got to go back to the bedroom.
Yeah. And then I'm like, so somebody messaged me and was like, oh my God, I really like that video. I miss seeing you. And I'm thinking this whole time, did he fucking hear my dogs barking?
And when you're on OnlyFans and there is a woman, you know, getting undressed in front of you, you're like, I don't care. Like, I don't care what your room looks like. I don't care how dirty your bedroom is.
See, I'm the opposite. I'm still looking.
Yeah. Exactly. My wife looks like when she sees something, she's like, oh my, what a dirty bitch. Look at her bedroom. I'm like, yeah, that's true. It's like, fold that laundry. I don't know.
I have to look. Like, I look around.
I could never do OnlyFans for the simple fact that I need my phone when I'm masturbating. I like to have my phone with me because I watch videos or whatever, pictures.
You can get a second phone or something.
A tablet.
Maybe, yeah.
Well, he has a tablet.
But, I mean, I'd be having the phone here and the tablet here.
See,
and
I don't need
here.
I don't
my
need
lotion here.
My
I mean,
imagination, while I'm fucking myself with a toy, I am thinking of somebody actually doing it. Like, my imagination is pretty clever.
So you think of me a lot, do you?
I do. Every chance I get. I don't need a visual aid.
Right.
Especially the glass toy. When it hits, it's so cold and it feels so good.
I don't like cold.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. That's why I like ice. Mm-hmm. It feels so good. Right. Even on my nipples, I love to rub ice on them. Like,
mm-hmm. Do you keep it in the refrigerator?
The toy?
Yeah.
No, but my room is like a fucking freezer. So it when I pull it out the drawer, it's cold.
Did we talk about all the toys I brought last week?
Yeah, on last episode we did.
We did? I don't remember.
The toys. Mm-hmm. Wow.
The duffel bag of toys he showed up with.
He has a rainbow suction cup dildo. We tried to sneak it away from him.
I tried to keep it. He just kept taking it with him. I had it on the wall right there.
And he found it and took it home.
Yeah, damn it.
So the Love Sense Lush that Trixie has as well, they have a male masturbator tool as well. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You buy one. I'll control it for you.
I
want a sex doll, Daddy Matt.
You can control mine for me.
I got a link for you.
They can actually link up, and then it can be controlled by both of them.
So we need to do this. That's your next investment, and we will record an episode on how awesome it was.
Yeah, that'd be great.
They're not cheap.
No, I know. I didn't buy mine, but somebody bought mine
for
me.
Did you get the Lush 2 or the Lush 3?
You asked me that the other day. I think it's the 2, and it's pretty fucking amazing, and like...
Do you have to put a cord inside to charge it, or is it like a magnetic charger?
No, it's a cord.
All right, so that you have the Lush 2. I bought the Lush 3 for a friend of mine as well.
Oh, well, I'm a friend.
Well, they're $130 for the
Lush
3.
Okay, so I want you to buy the one for the man, and we'll play.
I think the male one's like $100.
I mean, $100 for you is a drop in the bucket.
Can't you get it in like a package deal?
Yeah, they do have a package deal.
Well, there you go.
They also have a vibrating anal plug as well.
Ooh, I would try that.
Daddy Matt, I'm going to send
that
you something.
Right? Oh, good Lord. What are you sending
just,
me?
Just don't worry about it.
I like the toys
right
with the rabbit to like tickle your clit.
Love Sense makes one of those, too.
Oh, let's my see. God.
Oh, not that one. So I'm going to send you a link. I thought it was pretty cool.
It must be a toy or a doll? Or
yeah, it's a doll. Here it is.
Those adult dolls we were talking about last week?
Yeah, right.
You sent me that link to me before.
Did I?
Yeah. Mm. But we were on the podcast at the time.
I win the lottery, I'm buying you and my husband a fuck toy.
Oh, fuck yeah. That'd be awesome.
Or you guys can just share one.
I'd love it.
Can I just get one that breathes?
One that breathes? I'm going to buy you one that has a motor that breathes.
No, I'm just meant talking, getting me a mail order bride.
Well,
they have those.
We talked about how many stamps that would take to get a mail order bride sent to your local
put it in the
FedEx
dog crate and send it
something.
Send it underneath the, you know, the plane.
Yeah.
Speaking of planes, real quick, did you guys see the Alaskan airline this week?
No.
They just left Alaska, and one of the fucking windows blew out of the plane.
Really?
And the pilot was like calling to Portland. They were supposed to go to California, but they called Portland like, we have a level 3 emergency. We have to land. They kept saying a bomb threat. It wasn't a bomb threat. The fucking window, it was pulling people's cell phones out of their hands. It took one kid's shirt completely off.
Oh, my God.
They said it was like hurricane-like winds inside the cockpit. Not wow. the cockpit, but the whole plane. The wow. cockpit.
The cockpit?
The yes. cockpit.
Yes.
So I'm so tricksy here. This is okay. everything LoveSense sells.
Oh, my. Let me see that.
I just saw that LoveSense now sells a sex machine.
Really?
Yes.
I want this Nora.
Okay, can I ask, where yeah. did these chairs come from?
So I bought these chairs a couple weeks ago. I wanted a uniform look to the table, and I found these. I'm like, these are pretty comfy chairs. Like, I really like them, so I picked them up.
My ass hurts.
It doesn't. We have that other chair on the other side of the wall there if you want that one.
Tell me that doesn't look fun. I want that.
It looks fun.
So the vibrating butt plug is called Hush.
Hush from Lush.
Yes. I like that Hush from Lush. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good stuff. You know what I think would be cool is to put Gluck Gluck on the show one day.
And with her toy?
Yeah, with the toy with the remote and have her talk to us while I'm using it.
Fun fact, Ryan yeah. used that toy on his wife and then cleaned it really good and brought it to me and we did it on Facebook Live.
Yes. Yes,
not Facebook Live, TikTok Live.
Like, what?
No, TikTok Live. We did. We used that toy and I had to... go to the bathroom and take it out after about right. 30 minutes because I'm like, I can't handle this anymore. And I cleaned it, but Ryan wanted to see it in juicy.
Yep.
But it wasn't. I cleaned it for
him. TikTok wanted to see it juicy.
That's true.
Oh, is yeah. that what that thing is? I was wondering yeah. what that one thing is in the toys I guys bought you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like I was going through there today looking at one of those in the packages. Red,
like, knob thing that whatever you put on top of it.
Yeah.
They sell the same thing almost called a Kraken. Apparently, it's a masturbator tool.
Oh, unleash! Do you want to take that home with you?
No, I'm good. Wait, I have a pocket pussy.
It's over there.
I think.
Oh,
so,
I guess yeah. Dom hasn't seen that.
Well, I was going through it.
Yeah,
yeah, it's over there.
Like I was going through all the stuff. But
you can explore after that. The show because we got to put a doorknob on.
And I'm going to paddle your ass. Okay.
Yes, we got to record that too. That'd be good.
Just
yeah.
don't. Wait, I have to leave my pants on though.
Yes.
Oh, she had her pants on absolutely. When I swung her.
It still hurt like a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't swing that hard, please.
That one doesn't have any holes in it either.
So. I just don't have any underwear on.
Yeah. That mean, I'm not surprised. All right. We love you guys. It's been a yep. great hour and 11 minutes.
Oh, it really has been. God, time flies, doesn't it?
Time flies when you're talking about fucking.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed the episode today. I know we enjoyed ourselves.
We absolutely
three
do.
Times this morning.
Three times this morning. All right.
One time last night.
Oh, it's one time last night, too.
Oh, well, hey. Next well, time, send a video. Pictures no. or it didn't happen, right?
Pictures didn't happen.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
I don't believe you.
Go ahead and send them into the podcast email.
Yeah.
We'll explore it.
We haven't done a dick rating in a while.
We have not. We had one. We had
one dick
on
rating.
I still have it on here. Yeah.
Oh, I think Stefan wants to send one in.
Good Lord. Oh,
tell
my
him
God.
To do it. Ryan doesn't the have
anaconda.
To see it.
Yeah.
The oh, anaconda.
Scoliosis.
I'll see if that says. Thing's as big as he says it is.
Scoliosis.
Scoliosis.
Come on,
is what
Stefan.
He says.
That, yeah. does, that sounds like a sex name, too. Like, doesn't even sound like a real name.
Right.
Stefan.
I'd like that. I wonder if he still listens.
No.
Well, tell that motherfucker to listen.
I talk to him every fucking day.
Well, tell yeah. this motherfucker to listen, and I
oh,
will
Oh, I
see.
Pick on him. There was an incident, real quick. There was an mm-hmm. incident when he was in Barberton picking stuff up, and he had a guy come up to him, and he's like, hey, do I know you? Do you know Antoine? This was like happened back in the summer, and yeah. all of us still pick on to him all the time.
Wow. Do you know Antoine? Well, Stefan, I want to see that dick.
Yeah. Well, he calls himself like sexual chocolate and everything.
He does, yeah.
Yeah. He
is
come,
he a good looking man?
He'll hold his belly out and he goes, it's where I store all the extra dick at. It's up in here.
Oh, hey.
I can show you real quick.
There ain't nothing wrong with some extra dick up in
yeah,
the gut.
Yeah. Well,
I like it in my gut, so.
The old lady loves it. I mean, they're still together, so that's good.
Oh, he's got a woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, he's a nice, he's got big lips. You know what them do.
You know what them do.
That's instead right. of DSLs, like we need to come up with a term for like big lips on the pussy.
Okay. Well, next week we will have a term for that.
Okay.
I promise you that. All right. You got anything else?
That's Trish? It. Love you That's guys. It.
I think I'm going to try to make a Facebook page and Twitter stuff. Send to my producer. To
I've got the Instagram and TikTok. You do the Facebook and Twitter. That's perfect. I don't do Twitter, so that's awesome.
So once we figure all that out, we will have links for everyone to check out.
We love you guys. All right, thanks for coming on, people.
Thanks for coming on, guys. This was fun.
I'm glad I got to be here.
Me too.
I'm glad too.
Well, I miss you.
Maybe next time you guys need to get Izzy and Dom at the same time.
That's yeah, maybe. It's tough because when Izzy's home from school, she literally sleeps all day. Yeah. And that's when we do the show. And then at night she's awake, but we're already done. So
well, I don't know how much she remembers. I told her that I will apprentice her if she wants.
Apprentice? Oh, okay, yeah.
Because apparently she is going for a baking degree and I do have my baking degree.
That's what's up.
There you go. Absolutely.
We love you guys.
Yeah, we love you guys.
I keep saying that. We love you. Goodbye.
Bye, guys.
Thank you guys for tuning in today.
We appreciate each and every one of you for listening to us.
We would love it if you'd email us at thespicyteapodcast@gmail.com. You can find us on Instagram and TikTok at thespicytea. If you're looking for me, you can find me at thecigarstar43 on Instagram and TikTok. You could find Trixie here at Trixie55 on OnlyFans. Or TrixieBell.55 on TikTok.